Hello, my name is Karen Unland, and you are listening to Seen and Heard in Edmonton, a podcast about bloggers and podcasters in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. I'm recording this today at the Makerspace at the Edmonton Public Library in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, on July 4th, 2015. And this is a little bit of an intro to my new podcast. I stole this idea from Adam Rosenhart. He had an intro on his new podcast called The Expats, and I thought that was a good idea for my first one as I try to get my feet wet and understand the technology for recording a podcast. Once I do understand all of that, this will come out once a week on Mondays, and I'm going to interview a local blogger or podcaster about his or her work, and I'm going to ask that person to recommend other local blogs and podcasts that he or she likes. And we'll see what we can do to shine a light on all the great independent new media that's being done in our city and get everybody more listeners and viewers and make Edmonton more connected in that way. I don't have an official guest today, but I have an unofficial guest who is Mac Mail, who is helping me, holding my hand while I figure out all of this technology. And we'll have Mac back for a real interview at some point. But today I just wanted to start and figure out or ask him how the blogging and podcasting scene in Edmonton has changed since he started doing it quite a few years ago.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, I started blogging in 2003. And I was a blogger at that time because it was a geeky thing to do. And people were building blog software, and I wanted to try my hand at it. And since that time, we've got tons of bloggers now in Edmonton and podcasters too. I was an early podcaster as well. We did a podcasting company in 2004, 2005, and then podcasting kind of fell out of favor and we went and did other things. But now it seems like there's a bit of a renaissance in podcasting. But the biggest change is just that there are so many independent voices now. Like, there was the same number of people, obviously, but they didn't have a platform and they didn't have a way to share the things that they share today, food and pictures and style advice and everything. So it's just a plethora of things to read every week, as you have rounded up for the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah, there's so much to pay attention to, and there's so much happening, and it's very cool that the geeks, as you say, have created the tools for those of us who are not as geeky to do it pretty easily. And when the tools are at our disposal, we can make some pretty cool stuff. And there is an amazing amount of stuff that's being produced every day in this city, don't you find?
Absolutely. Every week, you know, the number goes up, the number of not just posts that people are making, but the number of blogs. Like, you know, you find new ones every single week, and I'm amazed. I sort of thought at some point, you know, we'd have cataloged all of the Edmonton bloggers, but every week there's somebody new, and I think it just sort of builds on itself. You see other bloggers doing something, talking about their favorite thing, and you think, I can do that too. And like you said, the tools are easier to use now, so there's no reason that people can't get going with it.
Yeah, we all have a printing press, we all have a radio station, so let's get more listeners and readers for all that stuff. Mac gathers all of this stuff on shareedmonton.ca, so that's where he is, with my help sometimes, aggregating all the blogs that we can find that have an RSS feed in Edmonton. And that's what I use to put together a weekly roundup of the blogs and podcasts, if they're in there, that I would like to draw a little bit of extra attention to, because I think it's very awesome. So sometimes you will see mastermac.ca in there as well, because Mac's blog is a must-read for me, and he often finds his way into my roundup. So we'll visit with Mac at length another day, but I wanted to give you a taste of a two-voice podcast for the first introductory one. This is going to live online at seenandheardyeg.com, and I've also imported all my weekly roundups of the best of the Edmonton blogosphere to that site, so if you want to walk down memory lane for the last years or so's worth of roundups of blogs, you can find that. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter at Seen and Heard Yeg. And there's a newsletter sign up that's both on the Twitter and on the website, where you can, if you sign up, then you'll get notice when the podcast is up and when the roundup is up. And you can join me in making this thing cool and fun and delightful and worth listening to. I think that's it. Do you think I need to say anything else?
Nailed the first episode.
Nailed the first episode. All right. Well, that definitely, and I'm sure you can tell, was the first take, and it's going to be the only take, and we'll see you next week.